Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. And I have a little bit of everything for you today on tap. And it's just, I'm going to be talking about several different things that I think a lot of people just don't know. They just don't know about this stuff. And if you've listened for any time at all, you know the mission of Senior Care Live is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And a large number of people working in the business of senior care also listen to this program, and I'm very honored by that as well. So let's jump into this, and I'm just going to touch on literally a little bit of everything today. So let's talk about right out of the gate here, a waiting list. And we're talking about a waiting list to get into a senior care community. Last week I talked about what to determine before beginning your search. But let's say you're past that, you've chosen a place, but there's a waiting list. And, you know, when I'm working with my clients at Senior Care Consulting, we have this discussion pretty much every time. And we talk about the timing of when are you needing to move from your home to a senior care community. Now, sometimes, guess what? Stuff happens, right? And so we have to move quickly, and we're reactive. We're reacting to a crisis or a situation that may have been unexpected. But more often than not, we see the need coming, and most of my clients have listened to me preach about proactive, proactive, proactive. Don't wait until the last second, and they think that's pretty good advice. And so they'll call me and they'll say, Steve, we're getting pretty close. We don't need a place yet, but we can see this coming in the next 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, whatever it might be. And so we talk about waiting lists, and I get the question all the time, do most of these places have a waiting list? And I would say, well, it depends on the place. So what is a waiting list? Well, you have a couple of different types of waiting lists. You have an internal waiting list, and then you have an external waiting list. So let's say you are a community, and let's say you're a continuing care retirement community. This is a pretty common example where you have independent living, assisted living, and long-term care. If you're in independent living and you can see the need for assisted living coming sooner than later, then you would be placed on an internal waiting list. meaning you would have first right of refusal because you already live there. You're already a part of the community. So what is an external waiting list relative to a continuing care retirement community? All right, so you're in independent living, going to move to assisted living. You're on that NACCRC, you're on that internal wait list. But they also have an external waiting list, meaning maybe you don't live there yet. Maybe you're waiting to move from home to the senior care community, but you're coming straight into assisted living. Well, you would not have that first right of refusal, if you will, on that assisted living apartment. You would, but if no one internally speaks up for that apartment, or maybe that's not needed at this time, then they will fill that apartment with someone outside of their community from that external waiting list. So hopefully that makes sense. So what if you're moving into just like a freestanding assisted living community? Okay, it's all an external wait list because it's all assisted living. And they don't have the different levels of care. So the waiting list is, you speak up, you raise your hand, I want to be on the wait list. Some places would charge a wait list deposit fee of maybe, say, $500, which is fully refundable if you should change your mind. No worries at all, but it would secure your place on the wait list. A lot of places don't charge that. They just keep a waiting list. And it is very common to encounter a waiting list during certain times of the year where the peak demand is a lot higher, actually. And I'll talk about that in just a second. And if you are one of the better performing or one of the top performing senior care communities, guess what? Everyone wants to go there and receive their care. So the demand maybe for a particular place is higher than maybe another place. And so you raise your hand, you put your name on the wait list. You may or may not have a deposit for that wait list. And again, it's pretty common to encounter that waiting list depending on the place and the time of year. So how does a waiting list work? So let's say you're down on the wait list and then you're rising and you're rising, and a few months down the road, your name climbs up to the top of the list and now you're first on the list. And then a week or two later, they give you a call. Are you ready to move yet? We have an apartment available, or we have a bed available. We have a spot available, space available for you. Nope, we're not quite ready to move. So call me the next time you have a space available. So the question is, are you going to get bumped down to the bottom of the list? How dare you turn down our opening? No, the vast majority of places do not work that way. And your name stays at number one. And then what they're going to do is they're going to call number two, number three, number four, number five, until someone takes the space. And here's a really common example. They'll call number two. Number two says, hey, we couldn't wait any longer. We really needed to move. We chose another place. So go ahead and take us off the list. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks for letting us know. They'll call number three. Number three says, hey, Steve, my dad passed away kind of unexpectedly. We'll no longer need your services. We're sorry to hear about that. And we'll take your name off of the list. And then they'll call the next person down. They'll call number four. Number four said, hey, we needed to move. We made some decisions and we moved mom to the Phoenix, Arizona area where I've got a couple of brothers and family members there. And mom ended up moving there. So we'll no longer need your services. Okay, sure. Thanks. Thanks for letting us know. And then number five says, we'll take it. We will take it. We're ready to move. So then number six moves up to number two. Number seven moves up to number three. Number eight moves up to number four. You see how this goes. But you remain at number one. And then they'll just keep calling you over and over and over again until the timing is right. So I work with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, with so many clients. I'm working with clients today who are in this exact situation. We know we're going to need to move. A couple of my clients right now are wanting to move by the end of the year. And so, but we also have them on waiting lists because the places that they're interested in, they do have a wait list. And what if they call them here in the middle of the summer? They're not ready to move yet. We're going to do the same thing. But what we've done, the point is that we've gotten out ahead of the need. We're being proactive. We've done our market research. We've done our homework. We've made some decisions. And we have our name on a waiting list or two. And then we're now, we've already done that. We're past that. And there's a lot of peace of mind knowing where your next home is. Now we're just managing the timing and managing the wait list. And hopefully that makes sense. So that is how a waiting list works. And, you know, that's how the majority of people or communities work a waiting list. There are only maybe a place or two, maybe a couple places that actually do move you to the bottom of the list. But that is not that kind of drives me crazy. That is not the normal standard industry way to work a waiting list. And then I mentioned the seasonal demand. So in January, February, and March, you have the highest level of demand. There's always a demand for senior care, senior care communities, but is the highest during the first quarter of the month. And then it will begin to kind of tail off into the lowest part of the demand, which we're in right now in the summer months. And then it will start to slowly kind of tick up, kind of increase toward the end of the year. And then boom, it pops up in January, February, March. And so it's a little bit like a crooked cereal bowl, if you will, with the left side being a little bit higher than the right side, if you will. So that is a waiting list. That's what it is. That's how it works. And that's how your name will be treated. They'll call you over. Now, they're not going to do this for the next 10 years. Okay. But they'll do this for the next 6, 12, 18 months. No worries at all. All right, now the Senior Care Live question of the week. While on a waiting list, if I decline an open space at my chosen senior care community, I will be A, moved to the bottom of the list, B, remain in the top position on the list, C, I'll be skipped over if they don't like me, or D, it depends on the policy of that particular senior care community. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. We'll see if you're paying attention. While on a waiting list, if I decline an open space available at my chosen senior care community, I will be A, moved to the bottom of the list, B, remain at the top position on the list, C, I'll be skipped over if they don't like me, or D, it depends on the policy of that particular senior care community. And the answer is D. The answer is D. It's a little bit of a trick question. It does depend on the policy of that particular senior care community, but I can tell you the vast, vast majority of senior care communities operate as the answer B, remain in the top position on the list. And again, if you decline it, you stay at number one, and they'll just, again, they'll call 2, 3, 4, 5. They'll go down the list until someone takes the space. And that's how the vast majority of senior care communities work their waiting list. All right. So this is another area that can really haunt you. It can bite you and you're not even aware of it. And it is something called a care contract. So I'm going to talk about what is a care contract, when you need one, and we're going to get into that here a little bit. So what if you're living at home and you need care, but you're not ready to move to a senior care community and you don't want to hire a home care company that would come in and provide, an outside person, to come into your home and help you with care? The question is, I guess, can you pay a family member to provide your care? And of course, the answer is yes, but now we have some potential issues down the road if you don't do this properly and if you don't plan it out right now, today. So let's say you hire your daughter to be your caregiver. This is really common. It could be your son, but in this example, let's say you hire your daughter to be your caregiver, and then instead of paying a home care company, you want to pay your daughter, and you're going to pay her for her time and assistance because, after all, she quit her job to be your caregiver. And then let's say, and this is a very common example or situation, if you will, then later on down the road, you need more help than she can provide. And now at that point, you need to move to long-term care. You need a nursing home level of care. And, oh, by the way, you've outlived your assets. You've spent all your money. And you're going to need to qualify for Medicaid to help pay for your stay in a nursing home. What you would need to do right up front, on the front end, is you need to have a care contract. Trust me on this one. Oh, Steve, I'll never need a nursing home. What, you don't know that. You don't know that. Oh, my daughter's fine. I mean, you don't know that. Her husband could get transferred to another state, and all of a sudden, you know, she and the family have to move, and then you're stuck, and all of a sudden, you just don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So let's be prepared for all of our possibilities. So a care contract is essentially an employment agreement between you and your daughter. And the care contract would spell out the caregiving responsibilities that she would be providing and the hours worked. And then the dollar, you know, the cost per hour, the pay per hour, what you're going to pay her per hour. Okay. And what you pay for per hour, you're not going to pay her $200 an hour because you're trying to siphon off a bunch of money to your daughter. Most of that's going to be considered a gift. You're going to want to pay her the average market price that would be paid to a home care provider. And that is what should be in that care contract. Now, again, you're going to need a care contract because it documents who provided your care, when they provided your care, what kind of care and how much care, and the details of the care provided. That will be all documented there, and how much you're paying for that, and when it started, and the different days worked, et cetera, et cetera. You have everything documented. Everything is outlined. All of that would line up to the checks that you're writing or the expenses that hit your bank account. Now, you would need one if you're hiring a family member to come into your home and provide your care, and then you're paying that family member. Because, again, you know, what happens if you're paying a family member to be your caregiver and you don't have a care contract? And you know what? You might be just fine. But what happens if you don't have that care contract? And again, you need to qualify for Medicaid to move to long-term care in the next 5 years. Well, I'm going to tell you what happens. And it's bad. Your daughter quits her job. She comes into your house. And she's just helping her mom. She's providing care. She's taking care of her mom. Like we all would, or maybe most of us would. Okay? I would. I think most reasonable people who love their parents, they would do that. So you go in, you're providing the care. And then if you need to move, again, to a nursing home, a couple of years, 2 or 3 years down the road, and now you're qualifying for Medicaid, and then you have a lot of questionnaires. And then it comes up, well, what is this $40,000 or $50,000 that you've paid to, and who is this lady? Oh, lady, that's my daughter. But what is all this money that you paid to her? Well, she quit her job and she came over and she took care of me. Instead of paying a home care provider, I paid my daughter. Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Well, where's your care contract? Where's my what? Your care contract. What is a care contract? So it's explained to you. You're like, oh, no, I didn't realize that I had to have one of those. And they're like, OK, well, that's fine. So without a care contract, this is the key point. Without a care contract, every dollar that you paid your daughter to provide your care is considered a gift. And I know that's not right. I know that's not right. But there's been so much abuse of the Medicaid system that you have to document yourself and you have to prove what you're doing here. Otherwise, you're assumed guilty until proven innocent, basically. Okay, so if they consider all of that a gift and you need to move into long-term care, that's going to then cause a Medicaid penalty, which is going to be very painful. You won't be able to qualify for Medicaid right away until you take care of this Medicaid penalty, right? So do yourself a giant favor and get a care contract in place immediately. And you'll thank me later for that one. Coming up next, I'm going to talk about that Medicaid penalty and exactly how it works.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, so we're talking about a little bit of everything today. And I mentioned that if you don't have a care contract, you pay a family member all this money over this period of time, then in the next few years, you have to move to a nursing home, qualify for Medicaid. Without the care contract, you will be hit with a large Medicaid penalty. If you have a care contract, every single dollar paid to that family member is an allowable expense because you documented it and you're paying them the average market rate in your market. Okay, trust me on this. And where do you get one of these things? You need to contact a local elder law attorney so that they can draft the contract per the Medicaid laws and requirements of your state. And here in a little bit, I'll tell you the best way to find a local elder law attorney. Stay tuned for that. Okay, so the Medicaid penalty divisor gets in a little bit in the weeds here. So I'm broadcasting from Kansas City. I happen to live on the Kansas side, but we straddle a state line. So we have Kansas rules and numbers and then Missouri rules and numbers. So the Medicaid penalty divisor in Kansas is $7,536. These are 2025 numbers. In Missouri, they have a daily divisor, which is $264.41. So for a 30-day month in Missouri, it ends up being $7,932.30. Okay, what does that mean? So now I'm just going to use Kansas as an example for some really easy math. I'm going to give you an example here of how this thing works. So let's say you made a gift. According to Medicaid, you made a gift. That could be giving someone money. Well, I just paid for my grandson's first year in college. It was only $25,000. Well, that's a gift. I paid my daughter $100 an hour to provide care when I should have been paying $25. Well, $75 an hour is a gift. Well, I didn't want my house anymore. It's worth $200,000, so I sold it to my son for a dollar. That's a $199,999 gift, right? So that's it. It's a you get the idea. So you made a gift, and you made that gift in the last 5 years. And again, for super easy math, that gift totaled $75,360. I'm just going to do some super easy math. Now you need to move into a nursing home, and you apply for Medicaid so that Medicaid could help with that monthly cost. So Medicaid will do, they used to do a three-year look back. Now it's a five-year look back because there's so much abuse of this system. This is for people who really need it and qualify for it. But unfortunately, like everything else, you have people testing the limits and the boundaries and trying to abuse things. And that makes it harder on everyone else. Now it's a five-year look back, and this is to see if you made any gifts or transferred assets, which would be a gift, that would count as a Medicaid penalty. So you made a gift of $75,360. So they don't want you to pay it back. Well, in order to get Medicaid, you have to write a check. Nope, that money's gone. So what they'll do is they will penalize you for this. And here's how it works. They'll take the amount of the gift, $75,360, and divide it by the penalty divisor of your state. In this case, in Kansas, $7,536. Simple math, the result is 10. That means that you would otherwise qualify for Medicaid, but now we have a penalty. And for the next 10 months, Medicaid will not pay for your care. And then at the end of that 10 months, the gift is considered, and I'm putting up my air quotes here, cured. That gift has been cured. It's been paid back, essentially, by the lack of paying your for your care in a nursing home. And then Medicaid will start paying for your care after that. So month 11, moving forward. So you see how that works? So you can give money away. You just have to understand that in the next 5 years, if you need to qualify for Medicaid to move to long-term care to receive the care, That gift is going to result in a penalty. Let's say you gave your money to your son, and your son, or whoever, we'll pick on your son, and he used a big chunk, you know, $120,000 to add on to his house or buy a boat or whatever. And then you come up on this penalty. You're like, son, I need that money back. I don't have it anymore. I added on to my house, or it's floating out in the lake, or whatever the case, or it's gone. Who's going to pay for your care, in my example, for the next 10 months? Who's going to do it? That's a tough question, isn't it? And then there's even another penalty that's somewhat hidden. So in Kansas, the penalty is $7,536, but the average cost to move into a nursing home is $9,000 to $10,000 a month. So in that 10-year penalty, their calculation is $75,360, but if your loved one moves into a nursing home that costs $10,000 a month, which is very easy to do, by the way, take that times 10, you're actually paying $100,000, when if you wouldn't have made the gift at all, you would have paid that $75,360 for their care and they would have qualified. So this is in the weeds quite a bit. I will admit that. Hopefully I didn't lose anybody out there. But it is really, really important to understand that you can't mess around with this stuff. Gosh, I've met with thousands of people at this point over my career with senior care consulting. And once in a while, I'll have someone who's a little spunky. Well, Steve, what if that money just, and they'll put up their air quotes, disappears? I'm like, oh, what do you mean? I know what they mean, but I have them explain that. Well, what if that money just leaves the account and poof, it shows up in a different account? I'm like, well, it's still their money. Well, but I would put it in, you know, my name or, you know, my daughter's name or something like that. And then they'll never find it. Well, yeah, they will find it. And then they start to go into all these exotic ways that they're going to hide their assets so that they can have Medicaid pay for the nursing home for mom. And on a couple of guys, they're getting pretty exotic. And I said, sir, how do you look in orange? Our producer just chuckled. Darren, he about lost it over there. But I said, how do you look in orange? He kind of looks at me funny. I'm like, how do you look in orange, like from your head to your toe? I said, because if you get caught doing that, that's a federal, that's fraud at a federal level. That's a felony. You'll go to prison. Don't do it. Do not mess around with this stuff. And again, if you need help trying to do asset protection properly in the right way, do it legally, right? Get your care contract taken care of and any other, you know, elder law needs that you may have, you will go to NALA.org and find a local elder law attorney to help you do all of this stuff properly. NAELA.org. That stands for the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. You can do a search in your area, find a list of local attorneys, and do this stuff properly. Don't get funny with this stuff. It's going to come back to bite you. Okay? And coming up next, I'll have another exemption that I don't think anyone has ever even heard of outside of my industry. Don't go away. I'll be back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
All right, so we're calling this show a little bit of everything. So I've talked about a waiting list as far as getting on a waiting list at a senior care community, what it is, how it works, The seasonal demand and all of those sort of things around surrounding a waiting list. Talked about care contract, what it is, how it works, why you need one, why it's really important to get that done in certain situations. And then we talked about the Medicaid penalty divisor. So I talked about Kansas, $7,536. In Missouri, a 30-day month would be $7,932.30. Every state has a different penalty divisor, but they're all going to be kind of similar to that. Okay. So, but every state's a little bit different. But if you make a gift, there is a penalty in every state. That's just how this Medicaid program works. Medicaid is a national benefit, but it's administered at the state level. So each state could have some slight differences. And most states do, but they're all similar, but each state's a little bit different. Check with your local elder law attorney to get that dialed in and make sure that you're doing these things right. Let's talk about an exemption that I don't think anyone knows about unless you're an elder law attorney or your trusty senior care consultant, Steve Kuecker. It's called the Caretaker Child Exemption. Now, I think a lot of people might qualify for this. They literally don't even know it. If an adult child, one of your adult children, moves in with the parent, moves into the parent's home, and provides 24-hour care, they literally move in, they take care of them. And they provide this care for at least, whether they're being paid or not, okay? And they provide this care for at least 2 years. Okay? So you have an adult child. They move in with their parent or parents. They provide 24-hour care for at least 2 years. And let me tell you, that's easy to do right there. Untold number of people have done this or are doing this right now. Medicaid allows for the transfer of the house to the care, what's called the caretaker child, without penalty. That is an allowable transfer of a major asset. It's an exemption. It's a thank you for saving Medicaid 2 years of care expenses. That's what it is. Let me say that again. That got some attention. I felt it all the way through the radio here. That got some attention. If the adult child moves in with the parent or parents, moves into their home, that doesn't mean bringing your parent to your house. You move into their home. You've provided 20. You move in. You are their caregiver. You've provided 24-hour care for at least 2 years. And they could be living in a $400,000, a nice house, or it can be, you know, a basic home. You're moving into the house, okay? Medicaid allows for the transfer of that house. You can sign that house over to that caretaker child without any penalty. Well, Steve, they come over once in a while. They've done that for several years. Can I just give the house to them? Nope. That would be a penalty. That would cause a giant penalty. Okay? But if they move in with you, they've been providing your care for at least 2 years, and trust me, there are thousands and thousands of people who are doing that right now, today. They already qualify for this. And then let's say that your parent at some point needs to move to a nursing home and qualify for Medicaid. Super common situation. That house can be transferred to that caretaker child without penalty. Again, don't just do this on your own. Don't just draw up a care contract on your own, because highly likely that care contract is not going to meet your state's Medicare laws and language, right? And don't mess around with trying to transfer assets or make gifts, trying to get around some of these gifting laws and penalties. Do it properly. Reach out to a local elder law attorney in your area. Go to NALA, naela.org, naela.org, and you can do a search in your town, your city, you know, your city, your throughout your state. You want it more local than that. Put in your zip code, and it'll go out for, you know, 10 or 20 miles and give you a list. And you want an elder law attorney that's been in business for a while and does 100% elder law work. Okay, that's my opinion. Search your area. Have them help you do this. This will be some of the best money that you've ever spent. This last week, I went to a really cool networking event. There were probably over 200 people at this thing. It was I had a great time, and I ran into some old friends and old colleagues, and one particular fella. He is an attorney. And he has sent a number of referrals, number of his clients to Senior Care Consulting over the years for placement assistance. And he didn't even know it, but he gave me one of the nicest compliments. He turned around to his colleague and he said, "This is Steve Keeker, and he is the pioneer in his business of helping families find the right place in that search and selection process and that placement process. He is the pioneer of that business. He's a good man. And you need to get to know him." I thought that was such a nice compliment. That made my day. That made my whole week. I'm still glowing with that. It was just a really, really nice thing to say. I've had a lot of people ask me about how I'm doing after my brain surgery that I discussed a few weeks ago. We are about 6.5 weeks post-op brain surgery, and I am doing so well. All of the prayers of a speedy and full recovery have been answered. And my recovery, I'll tell you, has been nothing short of miraculous, I would say. Just unbelievable. People cannot believe I have done so well so soon after a 4-hour-long brain surgery, right? And praise God. I'm telling you, all the prayers have been answered. I feel very, very blessed, very, very fortunate. And then last but not least, let's not forget about all the dads out there. This is Father's Day weekend, and Darren's over here raising the roof. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Fire up that barbecue. I hope maybe you get to take a nap or go out and watch your favorite baseball team, the Kansas City Royals. Play a game, and hopefully your team wins. But just want to say happy Father's Day to all the great guys out there. Take a rest today. You deserve it. Happy Father's Day to you. All right, I'm Steve Keeker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.